La première phase du redéveloppement du MacArthur Park va bon train. Le projet de 7,3 millions, ayant débuté en juillet 2023, comprend de nouveaux trottoirs piétons, des aires de repos et la plantation d'arbres et d'arbustes. Le comté souhaite également créer une plage de première classe. Des aménagements riverains sont aussi sur les plans, dont un quai saisonnier et une jetée permanente. Le directeur adjoint des services et loisirs, Daryl Lesmeister, mentionne que l'objectif est de faire du parc un centre communautaire où les citoyens peuvent se retrouver.
Even before I was here, there has been always a shift to move all the sports activities, the ball diamonds and soccer fields, all up to the Bolt Center, which we have completed over the last couple of years, the sports field. So now we have an artificial turf, a natural turf, and three ball diamonds up here. So with that shift is redeveloping MacArthur Park to be more of a community center, where a community area where people can gather. And that design has gone through a community consultation over the last couple of years. And then with that, council looked at those numbers and put approved a three-year plan to get that project done.
La première phase consiste donc à nettoyer et préparer le terrain pour la construction. Monsieur Lesmeister mentionne que le pavé asphalté du stationnement est également à l'horaire.
We do have a consultant and a contractor working right now on phase one. And if you're down there, you can see the phase one has to do with right now is cleaning the area up and getting prepared for all the development. Right now, we're working on the rain ever quits, we can get the concrete pour and get the pavement for the parking in that area for the parking and circulation for the area in there. So that's being done as we speak.
La première phase devrait être terminée en 2023, permettant donc de commencer à travailler entre autres sur le skate park en 2024, comme prévu par Monsieur Lesmeister.
Things are moving forward. We do have RFPs out now for the completion of taking some more buildings down, and also an RFP out for design and construction in 2024 for skateboard park and bump park as well.
Monsieur Lesmeister est fier et excité par le projet. Le plan de construction est d'ailleurs affiché au Bolt Center pour que tous puissent y accéder. Il est certain que la communauté sera satisfaite de la modernisation du parc.
So those things are all coming. It's exciting to see it happen. I think people are waiting for this. If anyone wants to see the plans, we do have it on a wall down here at the Bolt Center. You see the plans and information about that so people can see what's happening and when it's happening. But I think it's going to be exciting to have that park as a major feature within Lac-La-Biche or within Lac-La-Biche County.
Malgré quelques imprévus pouvant arriver sur n'importe quel site de construction, M. Lesmeister assure que le projet avance à bon rythme.
It is. As you're going through any kind of construction or redevelopment, you run into some things here or there, but we're on target, we're on line of having phase one done here by October. And of course, we're always dependent on weather and weather conditions on how we get things done. We can't control it as much as I'd like to, but we always adjust and things are still happening, but it did slow us down this last weather conditions of the rain. It did make things more difficult to get things done outside.
Il est confiant que le nouveau parc pourra être dévoilé en 2025.
And then there's some more things that are happening over winter, and then we're moving into phase two and three for 2024 and 2025 and have it completed by the fall 2025. So
Camille Dany, Boréal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.